We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
So we do live in a 1984 squared world when it comes to surveillance. They haven't started all the physical secret arrest, all the mass murder yet. That part we've not reached yet. But the tools and the control grid, the arms buildup physically is there. And here's some good news. Business Insider, Supreme Court says it's okay to record cops in Illinois. Now, again, there's still some good things. The Supreme Court's going to re-uptake Obama healthcare thing. Obviously, if it tells churches, Catholic, you name it, Protestant, you've got to pay for abortions, obviously that's a violation of their First Amendment. The media is so dumb they're calling it their free speech. The First Amendment is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, then of the press or the people to write, you know, to peacefully assemble for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment, not just your free speech. It's your religion. So they're calling it on a free speech issue. It's on a First Amendment issue. Congress shall make no law. You cannot do this. But it's a side issue, just some breaking news there. Catherine Albrecht is our guest, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, also Robert Bean, CEO of StartPage.com. And we're also joined by their founder and security technical expert, David Bodnick. David, it is so good to have you here with us. I've been ranting and raving here. Before I go back to Catherine Albrecht here, when we come back from the next break and some stations join us, continuing along the points that you and Robert were just making about how incredible this is. You know, the government, the media says, now, well, what do you have to hide? First, oh, we're not spying on you. We're not. This isn't Nazi Germany. And now it's, well, what do you have to hide? Well, I mean, I got bedroom walls. Not that I'm hiding something, but, you know, at Thanksgiving, I had family in. We closed the door. I mean, this is our house. You got your house. And I want privacy. I mean, that's a fundamental human need. I mean, sometimes I go in the study and close the door for my family. I'm not hiding something. I want to be alone. Comments on that?
Yeah, it's true. And recently, there's been all this discussion about mobile phones and how private is the information on your phone if you're doing searches on your phone. And right now, lots of people use their smartphones for searches. And there are a lot of law enforcement people who believe your mobile phone is. It's out in public, so you don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy, even for certain.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It's your notepad, it's your diary, it's the most personal thing studies have shown. People keep it by their bedside, but they're now grabbing it at checkpoints and downloading everything on it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
keep going. I'm glad you raised that. This guy keeps raising all the points. I'm going to find that. I'm at startpage.com. I'm going to search that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just really scary. And we're talking about no need for a warrant, even just somebody can they stop you. They can take a look at it, download that data, and is that really personal? And your location 24 hours a day. They say they claim this is the.
Look how good it works, guys. Punch up startpage.com. I'm only interrupting to direct them. Look, it's the first thing I wanted came up. I typed in police take cell phone data. Michigan police use cell phone data extraction devices without warrants. ABC News, News One, Raw Story, CNET News, and the cops literally at checkpoints just download your phone and say all your numbers, your photos, your data. That's not personal. Those photos of your kids at Little League, that's not personal. Well, I mean, this is a joke. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Right. And then in terms of knowing exactly where you've been 24 hours a day, they say this information on the location isn't your personal information. It's not private. They say it is. It's the third party data of a cell phone company.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to ask my listeners to habitualize, and I'm going to do it. I mean, once you get in the habit, you're so enslaved to it. To, I sit in our house in the country, no wireless, but we let it back in. Now we've unplugged it again. I've said we're not going to use Google, but I'm so habitualized. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You want it, you got it. A whole hour of Dr. Catherine Albrecht and the amazing founder and CEO. Both men here in studio all the way from the Netherlands in Europe. My mom's going to go visit the Netherlands again with my dad. She just loves it. I can't wait to go over there. I've been to Europe and been to England. I've never been to the Netherlands. That's my mom's favorite country over there. He joins us, Robert Beans, also David Bodnick, the founder and security and technical expert, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, startpage.com. And, yes, what we're trying to get you to do is to become aware of what's happening. And, yes, they're a small sponsor over the years, but all sponsors are important. Now, they sponsor InfoWars Magazine, and they also sponsor some on the site. But I've got them here. I mean, this is not a sponsored interview today, to really promote this. Because I was talking to them, I guess, about a month ago on the phone. I was talking to Robert. And I think you were on the line, too, right, David? And I was like, you know what? Next time you're in the U.S., come on down to Austin. And they called a few weeks later and said, all right, we're coming. And so here they are. I'm flattered. And it's very, very exciting. I'm going to treat you guys to some Texas barbecue after the show. But to make a long story short, I mean, it's good to have something that we can do instead of just laying down to this. And you guys have been around for a long time. You're expanding and your search just gets better and better and better. In fact, I like a lot of the results I get from you guys even better than what I get with a standard Google search. I want to go to Dr. Catherine Albrecht before we go to callers, because in between my big mouth and then all three of us, there's not a lot of time for each person. But if you just joined us, David just brought up during the break, hey, look at how the police pull you over now and grab your cell phone and say it's not your private data and download the contents without a warrant. The First Amendment is important, but what about the Fourth? You should be secure in your person, papers, and effects, and that your home should be secure. In fact, let's pull up the Fourth Amendment on screen, perhaps. But if you go to startpage.com and simply type in police take cell phone data, First News, ABC News, Michigan police use device to download cell phone data without warrants. And then we showed the other headline earlier, where Senate bill allows reading your email without a warrant. See, they know that we're waking up to them engaging in all these crimes. So now they're retroactively trying to get it all legalized. Before we go to Dr. Catherine Albrecht on this, David, anything else you'd like to add? Robert, things you'd like to add on the points I've been raising?
The one other thought is that I think there's a huge difference between people saying that they're going to act respectfully and treat your data privately and actually standing behind that and doing it. So, for example, at StartPage, we have audits where we are audited by a third party that says, yes, you are doing exactly what you're saying you're going to do, so that it's not a matter of trust in one person or one company, no matter how good and virtuous they might seem, but there's something to really stand behind that.
You mean I can't trust Apple that admittedly runs the worst slave factories in China and has suicide nets around them?
Right.
But, I mean, Al Gore's liberal. I mean, he said if I pay him carbon taxes, he'll save me from global warming.
And you know, for people and companies that you trust, you might trust them now, and other people might get access to that information or get involved with those organizations. So it's just so important to be able to have accountability that's not just an I promise I'm doing this, but somebody saying, yes, you're doing what you said you are and holding you accountable.
You're right. I'm going to punch up the text of the Fourth Amendment. I've got it up on my screen right here. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by an oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. So let me see. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, that means, you know, a notepad you're carrying or a cell phone with the data on it, persons, houses, papers. Oh, my cell phone isn't my papers because it's digital papers, and effects. Oh, that's not my effects. Against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And then they go on to define what unreasonable is. And no warrants, saying you got to have a warrant, and you don't just get a rubber stamp. No warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by other affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. I mean, what is hard to understand about that?
It's pretty clear.
But if we just waive our rights, Catherine Albrecht, we're covering a lot of issues here, but there's a whole laundry list of things happening. What should we be aware of right now?
Well, you know, we're talking about the Google search, and you were talking about how you can just look up police grab cell phone and you get the results. And I should point out that what you're getting when you search with StartPage are actually Google results without the Google tracking. And I think that's one of the features that we haven't really gotten into. But when we set up StartPage, your earlier listeners may recall that we had and still have a search engine called IxQuick. And IxQuick goes out and takes your search and delivers it in real time to multiple different search engines. So IxQuick will oftentimes have a different set of results than you'll get from StartPage, because what StartPage does is go directly to Google. And what's cool about that is we actually, nobody can deny Google has a fabulous search engine.
So you can search the NSA slave grid without Sauron I'm looking back through the crystal.
There you go. Exactly right. So you get the advantage of all of the thousands of hours of engineering that have gone into making Google a really good search engine, but you're able to access them completely privately because we sort of play the middleman for you. So we go out there, we say, hey, Google, give us everything you have on Egypt. And then Google comes back and says, well, who are you? And all they see is, oh, it's an anonymous start page server. I have no idea who that is. So I can't censor the information or put it in a filter bubble or tie it in with your previous searches to market to you. I guess I'm just going to have to give you the information on Egypt. What do you know? And so then we turn around and we take that information, we strip away all the tracking cookies, all of the invasive technologies that Google associates with that, and we serve it to you clean. And then on the fly, we immediately erase the fact that you were ever even there. In fact, we don't just erase it, we never record it in the first place. So when you land on our servers, instead of us putting down your IP address, we put zeros. So there's literally no record of you being there. What's even cooler, though, is that you said that you found this police grab cell phone data with a start page search, and the first link was to ABC News. Well, if you click that, whether you get there from start page or Google or wherever, if you click that link, now ABC News is making a direct connection with your browser and with your computer. They're now in a position to read cookies, place cookies, track you, do whatever it is they want to do. And if they're unscrupulous, or let's say maybe a government agency with an interest in knowing even more about you, they could potentially even put malware or spyware or tracking software on there.
These computers in your house are literally like giant New World Order eyeballs, crystal balls both ways. That's even what they liken it to, because it can predict the future of tracking people looking into your house. Like, I remember telling people 15 years ago, 16 years ago, that cell phones, by federal law, had to be satellite tracked with the local cell towers triangulating them, and that they could dial in and listen to you without a warrant, even when the phone was off. Same thing with OnStar. Now it's all admitted. I mean, they have engineered everything to do this to us. And so, you know, stop the smart meters on your house. Disable the geolocating on the phones. Use startpage.com. What are some of the other things, Catherine, because this is really your expertise, we can do other than StartPage to protect ourselves from the eye of Sauron?
Well, and what I was going to say is just on the StartPage issue, when you get that ABC News result, if you trust ABC News, go ahead and click. I mean, it probably doesn't matter much. But if it's something really sensitive and you don't even want ABC News to know it, then you can use the StartPage proxy. And so it enables you to not only search privately so nobody's watching all of your searches, but it also allows you to privately figure out what is on all the web pages that you want to visit without anybody seeing you. So that and the encryption, I think it's really fabulous. Other things that people can do is just be a little bit more aware. You know, a lot of apps on just things that you can install on your smartphone, a lot of those apps in the fine print or even not in the fine print, some of the Eastern European manufacturers of these apps and software designers are really criminals in disguise, and they've built back doors into these apps. So if an app looks a little bit shady, or if you don't really need it, if you don't trust who it's coming from, I certainly would not be installing that onto my phone. We know from Facebook that story that I believe you covered a while back, which was about the guy who for $5 was able to purchase all of those Facebook addresses. I think he got thousands and thousands of people's actual full Facebook accounts, their email addresses, and more. And he was able to do that by purchasing this from some shady Eastern European block of criminals who had gotten the information by installing bogus apps on people's computers. And so if it looks too good to be true, there's a good chance that it is. That's probably a good rule of thumb. And as far as start page goes, you know, the hardest part, Alex, I think, for people to break is this habit of giving billions of dollars of free advertising to Google every single day when we just use this throwaway phrase, Google it. You know, go online and Google this or Google that. And I have to say, it took me a couple of months to break the habit, and I finally did. And now I say start page it. And when people go, huh? Then it creates a wonderful opportunity to have that conversation. Yeah, well, StartPage will give you Google results without the tracking. StartPage it. And I'm trying to make
sure,
that
viral. Sure, when I say, you know, just use the NSA spy grid, yeah. Google. So, I mean, literally, it's like...
At least let them know what it is. Absolutely. If they're going to use it, they ought to know what it is they're using. No kidding.
But think about it. I mean, I like my neighbor or whatever down the street, but I'm not going to want them looking into my private information when I'm, you know, they're looking up a medical issue or something. This is ridiculous that we've gotten this far.
But, you know, you can contrast that, Alex. As creepy as it sounds, I would almost rather have my neighbor down the street with a spy cam looking through my window, because at least that one particular person is going to get old. They're going to die. They're going to forget. They're going to move. It's just one guy. It's just one person.
This is a record for any government. That's minion. Right. That, take Obamacare, where all of your medical stuff is now given to the IRS.
That's right. So what you need to understand is they collect everything. They're not like a human who gets tired, goes to bed, takes a nap. You know, they're collecting everything all the time.
Catherine Albrecht is our guest. We're going to come back with your phone calls. We've got a full house here. Alex Jones, Catherine Albrecht, Robert Beans, David Bodnick, founder of security and technical expert for StartPage, startpage.com. We'll be right back. The news websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com, or streaming video at prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. Here come fleets of Google spy drones, and here comes the fleets of their little vehicles worldwide. They're robot cars. They're going to start lobbying now to not let humans drive and make your car be robot-driven. That's going to be the next phase of the technocratic takeover. Here's some of the articles at InfoWars.com. Video, maniac cop knees kid in the head, screams, "Move so I can bleep you." How to end the tragedy in Gaza, new Ron Paul article up at InfoWars.com. Pentagon boss announces expansion of drone and commando war in Africa. U.S. Army soldier arrested by police for asking questions. Benghazi populist resistance is Brzezinski populist resistance is derailing the new world order. That's just some of the stories up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Catherine Albrecht, Robert Beans, David Bodnick, they're all in studio. Well, these two fellows are in studio. She's almost in studio via video Skype. We're going to talk more about some of the key things they think you should know, but we're going to take your phone calls right now. Clayton, calling in from Canada. You're on the air. Who are you addressing your question to, sir?
Anyone actually?
Go ahead.
Just the start page, folks. So I basically discovered the internet through Google and noticed very early on that things didn't really pop up the way I was searching for them. So I'm very happy that you guys have given us like an alternative that also gives us the same, you know, value of service, I guess. But basically, I just want to say on the whole thing of like privacy and basically, I was actually wrongly arrested at one point for armed robbery, and the whole thing did not make any sense to the whole, you know, NWO kind of having their hands and everything. Definitely is apparent. Basically, they came to my front door. They said, you know, you're under arrest. They didn't just say, we're going to take you in for questioning. They just, you know, right off the bat, you know, you're going in, and pretty much it seemed to me they were just looking for evidence that we couldn't use against them to keep us safe, basically.
I hear you, Clayton. I appreciate your call. I mean, I wonder if there's a question there, but I'm glad you like startpage.com. Thank you. George in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. I just got a new computer with a new operating system, which drives me crazy. It looks like they're looking for information 100 different ways they never did before is one. And two, is there another way to download something that's Light Outlook that's that keeps your privacy? Because I don't want to give Microsoft my information, especially my address book and all that great stuff.
Yeah, the biggest thing is I wouldn't use Microsoft. You should use an open source GNU or Linux. I mean, by doing that, you move more and more away from all these big proprietary globalist companies. Let's get David's take on that because you're the tech expert.
Yeah, email is such an important question, and what we've been doing, it's not ready yet. Unfortunately, it will be soon, as we've been putting together startmail.com to give you that private email service, an email service that is encrypted so that we don't know, again, we don't know what you would have in your email. And I think that's a really interesting take on it, which is with basically all email services, all of your emails are in databases that hopefully somebody has goodwill and enough security barriers to keep other people out. But to the extent that you can make an email service where the people running it don't know what it is that you're emailing and getting emails for.
Yeah, let's be clear. Google on record, and so does Yahoo, all of them, they read everything. They have AI computers scanning it and keywords and putting it all in databases.
Yeah, and one of the reasons they do that is they're building these enormous profiles on you so that when you're reading about something, when you're searching and emailing about something, they can show you an advertisement that's just about that at that particular second.
And that's how they finance the slavery, but that's only one level to it. Catherine, do you have any comments on what the caller brought up?
Yeah, I think what people need to realize is when you are using a Microsoft product, you're using a product that's by a company that's known to be after as much data about you as they can get. I have some family members who recently got a Microsoft computer, and every other time you turn around, it was saying, would you like us to report this information back to Microsoft? Like, no, I don't need you reporting where I've gone and how I've used my computer. Thank you very much. So I am definitely a big believer in using Linux, as you recommended, Alex, and also, you know, Mac. As much as I don't love Apple, the Mac products are a little more secure than the Microsoft ones.
Sure. About a month ago, I got this big letter by the recording industry saying, we know you have all this pirated software. I was called up and said, look forward to your lawsuit. And they backed off right there. It was just a fraud.
Mm.
Computers are basically watching you. And I said, good, go to Hades. Your computers are wrong.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen. I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
gospel music roll a little bit longer. No, actually, I'm multitasking during the breaks, giving lots of orders that promptly go into black holes to only be repeated over and over again ad nauseum until the end of the universe. Seriously, the process we're going through is one that civilization has gone through over and over again. And the good news is the globalists at their Davos conferences and others are saying the people are awake to the private corporate technocracy that controls the major parties in every major Western nation, and that is moving us towards this corporate kleptocracy where these interests can just get away with any crime they want. And it is our acquiescence that empowers them. Take GMO. If we won't eat GMO, it will extinct their operations. If we won't put up with our children being trained to be prisoners in the government training camps, that will shut down. If we all just start saying no in little ways, you notice the whole globalist model is about you complying and how great it is to comply. Well, complying with tyranny has a name. It's called slavery. And I do not comply with being a slave. Robert Bean, CEO of StartPage.com. Any points you'd like to add while you've been sitting there patiently listening to myself, Catherine, and the callers, as well as David? Any other points you think people should be made aware of?
Oh, maybe in adding to David's comment about our next product that will be launched next year, email, we found that many people have no clue how email works. They all think of it as in the old-fashioned concept where I would send a friend a confidential letter. I'd put it in an envelope, I'd seal it, I'd put a stamp on it, put it in the mailbox, and it'd be delivered by the postman to that friend. He opens the envelope and he reads the confidential letter to him. That's not at all how email works. Email works as follows. The postman comes to your house. He says, "Are you Robert Beans? Are you the guy sending this today at this time?" And then he looks at my envelope. The first thing he does, he tears off the envelope. He puts it in a plastic bag and takes it to the post office. And if you stand next to him at a traffic light and you do your best, you can already read the mail that I'm sending. He's taking it to the post office and then he's making a copy of that email. And he keeps that email copy of you in their database for the rest of your life. And then he goes to my friend and he says, "Are you this friend? And do you live here and there? And is it the time and the date that you're accepting this email?" And that's how email works.
And this is 1,000 times literally above what the Stasi would do, or probably an order of magnitude above that, where they would just occasionally copy a letter and try to read some of the mail in East Germany. This is everything being saved and read by computers that every time a new email comes through, cross-reference it with that one.
With what right? How do they get the right to reach your private...
Well, they're the New World Order. What right do they to put cancer viruses in your vaccine? It's a little gift to you.
It's also the general public who just accept it because they are so used to the old-fashioned private email, sending a private mail in the private mail system. But they're not used to email. They don't know about this. So they have to be informed, and then they have to be presented alternatives again. That's exactly what we're trying to accomplish.
It's also a little bit scary that when you have an email that you think you've deleted and you think there's no trace of it anymore, but there's still a trace of it. There's still other people who can read that email that you've deleted.
Oh, it's like Google will let you delete your search queries, but it's like a little joke. It's like, "Oh, here, you don't want to walk off the plank into the shark-infested waters? Here, we'll put a blindfold on you. It makes it better." But the sharks, they can still see. They're nice little sharkies. Well, I think you're an extremist for not lying. I mean, how dare you try to let people actually search things without being tracked?
Right.
That's a question. Have you guys had any blowback? Have they offered to try to buy you?
No, never. We, in our whole history, had one police officer in the Netherlands who was investigating a person, and he said, "I want some information on an IP address that I'd like to see some information on, because we believe that they used your search engine." And we were very, very clear and simple reply we had to run. First of all, you have no warrant, so we don't have to reply anything. But we'll explain a little bit about how XQuick or StartPage works. We don't store anything, and we're trying to do that because we're trying to safeguard your civil right. And we explained him in more detail why we were doing it and that we had absolutely no track record of the usage on the site.
He lost interest pretty quickly when there was nothing over there to look for.
Even further, he thanked us for it because he says, so you guys are also protecting my civil rights. I said, that's correct. Never heard a word of them anymore. That's the only case in our history which we had.
Well, that's what I tell, you know, police and bureaucrats and people like that. Look, these are your rights, too. I mean, the world gets really bad when there's not basic liberties protected, Catherine.
No, I was going to say that's something General Petraeus should have taken advantage of. It's the fact that we will be offering private email at some future point. You know, it's really an issue for everybody. And I should point out that even in the case of General Petraeus, as much as we may be frustrated by what he did, he wasn't breaking any laws. And, you know, there are plenty of things that, you know, when I take a shower, when I go in the bathroom, I shut the door because privacy is a fundamental human value. And, you know, all of the psychological research that they've done on people have shown that when you strip away people's privacy and you don't give them an opportunity to just let their hair down and be themselves. They're not hurting anyone. It's just being yourself behind closed doors. When you take that away from people, people actually become kind of psychotic. And so I think just for the value of living in a society where other people are not psychotic, we need to value other people's boundaries and give them an opportunity to have that access to privacy. I think it's critically important.
No, you're right. It's total dehumanization to not have privacy. And I go back to ancient Rome or other cultures that had slaves. What happened then, time and time again, was you just went out to the slave quarters and they knew there wasn't any privacy. And people that are in prisons, they're slaves. And that's now the prison culture that's the biggest in the world here in the U.S. is pervading via the TSA, the public schools, the corporations, where they have body scanners now at Sony and other places, where you go there and you're a prisoner, and they urine test everybody every week and all of this. The idea is you're all prisoners, and now the TSA runs their hands through your hair. Even short-haired men now, and they get off on it. It's an act of dominance, which is what you do to a prisoner when they're coming into a high-security prison. They don't check the hair at low-security prisons. I mean, you're going, America is becoming a giant supermax re-education camp, Catherine.
Well, and I think the key, as people hear this, it's hard not to get scared. I mean, it's a reasonable thing to go, ooh, that I'm not liking any of that. And I think that's why, as you know, I've been doing this since 1999, trying to wake people up and alert people about the danger of RFID chips and implantable microchips and shopper cards and everything else that invades their privacy. And I can't tell you how wonderful it is to be able to say, and by the way, now that I've scared you to death about Yahoo and Bing and Google and all the big search engines, there is a solution. And it's free. It's easy to use. You can make it your homepage. You can install it in your browser. Boom, you're done. So some other problems are not as easy to solve. And that's why I'm glad you're there, Alex, letting people know what those ones are and giving people the tools that they need to fight back. But one of the things, when you're in the privacy of your own home and you're using a computer and you've got the door shut and you don't want your next door neighbor or the NSA or some people running a giant corporation looking over your shoulder, that there are some tools that you can use. So I'm super excited about the email. I think that's probably going to be the most important thing that that we will be offering to the world, because right now, as we've seen with Petraeus, there is no way to privately send an email from one party to another. Either.
And that's the real scandal. I've been saying that since day one, and the media has finally picked up on the fact that the real scandal is the FBI, at first, without warrants, was reading the CIA director's mail about his girlfriend. And sure, morally, that's not good to do and a bad move. But come on, folks. They're watching everybody. And just like in England, it came out 4 or 5 years ago with MI5 and MI6. They were using all the cell phones and the tracker data to track the parliament, and were using that to blackmail parliament. The bureaucracy and these corporations are playing God now with this information.
Well, and what's exciting, I think, is for the first time there will be an email program available, the world's most private email, StartMail, which will not be readable even by the people handling the servers, which is us.
Yeah, when is this coming out? Because I want to get behind it.
Yeah, this is coming out in 2013. It'll be coming out next year. We have rebuilt it absolutely from scratch. We've got all the latest software. So we thought we were going to build this on top of an existing mail program. We said, we got to go back to every bit and byte and rewrite this thing from the ground up. State of state-of-the-art technology coming out in 2013. And by the way, if people would like to get on the list to get an announcement when it is available in beta, they can just shoot a quick email to beta@startpage.com. Just mention that you heard us here on the Alex Jones Show, and we'll go ahead and get you an automated reply to let you know you're on the list for an announcement when it comes out.
How do you do that again?
It's beta, B-E-T-A, like alpha beta, at startpage.com.
Beta at startpage.com.
Beta startpage. Just say you heard us on Alex Jones. You want to get an announcement when it comes out, and as soon as it's ready, we will let your listeners be the beta testers and kick the tires. Let us know what they think of the world's most private email.
Sure. But, I mean, I want to get off all the emails I've been using. Because, and again, it's not that I have something to hide. It's nobody's business. But notice government makes itself all secret, but then tells us individually. Notice, Catherine, how it's gone from we're not spying on you. What are you? Come on, kooks. Where are your tenants? And now, of course, we're spying on you. What's the big deal?
Yeah, and what's scary about that is it's a transition, and we predicted it 10 years ago. We said, hey, you know, they're lying to you when they say they're not spying. But I think it gets even scarier when they say, yes, you better believe we're spying on you, and what of it? We're going to do more of it.
Let's take some more calls. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, as these cybersecurity bills and other things pass, then I think having our company based in Europe is going to be a big advantage.
Yeah, because they're going to say federal law, I've got to save everything for the government. And I think I'm going to sue them over this. And I think that's the answer. And I'm not litigious, but number one, it's going to cost us a ton of money to have to save everything. And because we just flush it instantly because I don't want to deal with it. And the liability of keeping all this data. I mean, it's unbelievable. We got a legal expert on that right here. We need to have you on just via video Skype from the Netherlands just on the legal aspects for companies of this. But I guess then you get a government waiver once it's law so that everybody can just lose the data. It's unbelievable.
It's going to be like carbon credits, right?
Yeah, exactly. Plus, then they can put out fake data and say it's a leak. That's another popular thing.
Gosh, yes.
Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Canada. You're on the air with our experts. Go ahead.
Alex and guests, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Yeah, I run a small IT company here in Banff, Alberta, Canada, Agenda 21 New World Order headquarters. And I just wanted to say a comment that I will be promoting the start page from here on out for whenever anyone gets a virus removal and needs their browser updated. I'll make sure to set up their start page as startpage.com, and I posted it on my Facebook as well as liked it.
Well, thank you. You know, that's a good point, because if you're also blocking the sites, that makes it hard for them to throw pop-ups up, all sorts of stuff that can then, give your kid a link or whatever they're surfing to take your computer over, right?
Yeah, that's true. Man, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's great. I wanted to say great work, guys. I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and I've been using it, testing it out for a few weeks now, and great results with it, and I'm definitely going to be referring it to all my clients from here on out.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Very exciting. And again, we can just start pulling away from Mr. Google. But you know, like Catherine was saying, it's all these big companies. Does it shock you guys there isn't more competition in proxy surfing and proxy email and proxy searches?
It's pretty interesting, and I don't know why they're isn't, except that there's so much money in that personalized advertising that there are so many companies going in that wrong direction where they're saying, you know, we're going to help get even more detailed information about you and sell it to advertisers in order to personalize advertisements, and that's where there's a lot of money. And you know, it's just the wrong way to go. The whole concept of bubbling, where you're going to see the particular results that are really tailored to you, and it's insidious.
It is insidious. Thank you, caller. Let me hit a few positive points here that are very important. We need a little document cam shot on this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Supreme Court says it's okay to record cops in Illinois. Next, they'll say it's okay to breathe. What extremism. Supreme Court revives challenge to Obama health law, saying it violates churches' First Amendment right to practice religion by telling them, hey, abortion is what, you know, your God supports. It's the beginning of the end of the TSA's full body scanners. This is absolutely no one's surprise. The mainstream media last week ignored a legitimate grassroots protest against the TSA alleged invasive full body scanners. Alleged invasive full body scanners? They got caught saving the naked images. I mean, Sure, there were whispers of National Opt-Out Week, and there was quite a bit of that here and there. The trade publication Government Security News reported them, and then it goes on. They're clueless. Then they go on to break down some good news that that they are going to try to move away from the scanners, but we'll be covering that more. And that's just some of the news that's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing, we do have that key report up there that Brzezinski, the top globalist, is saying the people are waking up to the globalist. Catherine, let's jam in one more call here before we go to break. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead, buddy.
I've been using StockPage for a number of years, and I do research through that. I also use what's called Registry Scrub for XP to wipe off the URLs before I remove them out of my flash drives when I'm at the house. So when I come back from the library, I can do that so they don't cross handshakes, and I get less viruses that way. I also use JAP out of Dresden, and which is an anonymizer. And I've noticed that some of the libraries block StartPage. And sometimes if you can't get on StartPage, you can go to Isquick. But also, with my own personal computer at the library, I've used JAP, and I jump right over their system, and I can pull up a StartPage or anything else I want to see.
That's right. You guys were nodding your heads. Big Brother doesn't like people using StartPage. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really disturbing. There are some library systems that won't let you use StartPage.
We must know what you are eating. You think you have freedom?
Yeah, and they especially don't like the proxy service, which lets you anonymously click without being tracked onto the sites you want to visit.
And again, at the library, they know what computer you got on. They actually have your name. It's that I guess they want the loving NSA. It's got to be able to illegally track you. I mean, how dare you? Well, that was a great call. Thank you so much, sir. We're going to come back, jam in a few more, get final comments from Catherine Albrecht and more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For the water, and we've got the Pro Pure water filters 15% off. You might want to be an extremist and filter your water. We also have the fluoride filters you can add to it, and we got 15% off. I got rid of that for a few weeks. It was our most popular sale ever. I'm bringing it back, and we're going to run it through December 10th, and we've got it stockpiled. We're able, if you order it by December 10th, to get it to you before Christmas. But I would get your orders in now, and I would give it as a gift as well. We carry their entire range of filters at the lowest price you'll find anywhere, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 for the top-of-the-line gravity filtration systems that blow their competition away, whether it's the Traveler ProPure or their Big Water Filtration System or their Water King. They're all there as low as $185 available at InfoWarsStore.com, and then you can take an additional 15% off that price with the promo code WATER15. Okay, gentlemen, I want to take a call or two here, but I want to just thank you all. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, I want to thank both of you for being here. We're going to meet after the show today and also do an interview for the nightly news, but we'll save it till next week. I'm tempted to get you to go out on the street, actually, with the reporters and say, do you know they're saving this? Do you know they're doing this? And have you guys do it. We'll see if you're game for that right after the broadcast here. But let's talk to Ryan in Texas, listening on our big affiliate that covers all of Dallas and Fort Worth, 1630 a.m. I promised, by the way, to come up there and speak to their listeners again. I did it earlier this year. 1630 a.m. KKGM. You've got a quick question. Ryan, go ahead.
I do. I just started a t-shirt company based on pro-freedom stuff, and I wanted to ask them, I've been strongly recommended to get Google Analytics and go with a SEO, a search engine optimizer. What alternatives would you recommend if I didn't want to be part of Google's little game plan? And the last question I had was just about security. What do you guys recommend for the website? Because the last thing I want to do is give up any of my customers' information.
You know, that's a really interesting point that you brought up, because Google offers all sorts of really great products for free that happen to give them an enormous amount of
data. Because they're really getting it with the spying.
Right.
But, I mean, just like fair trade or free trade, you know, coffee and all that stuff, this is the movement where people can vote with their energy and where they go to start a whole industry saying, hey, you know, we're not spying on you. And nobody has to be perfect up front. It's a process of being aware of it. We're not judging anybody out there in business who's part of this in one way or another. I'm trying to get informed and get better myself as well.
And there are no good free alternatives to that tracking, sort of website tracking system. If you
the architecture itself is being designed. Wonder who was behind that. Same folks right. Invented the web, NSA.
Right, and unless you're willing to spend a lot of money, that's how you can get really good data quickly and give it to them. So there's log file analysis tools that are free and may be good enough for you, but it's
sure
a product they can.
Well, we're going to have you both back up via Skype and Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Thank you, caller. Sorry the other callers were out of time. Callers from Wisconsin and California, you name it. Catherine, closing comments here in the last minute.
I was just going to say, you know, that's such evidence right there. It's all free, and people think, wow, it's cool and it's free, but you're paying with your privacy. So I would say forget about Google it. Start Page it, guys. There is hope. And if you guys support Start Page, we can start building all these other tools for you, too. I would love to.
You guys have grown incredibly. InfoWars has grown because of people's support. And we're all just platforms helping each other, banding together to try to make the world a better, freer place. If not, it's going to be very, very nightmarish and dark indeed. Great job, Robert Bean, CEO, David Bodnick, founder.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.